All right, we're going to get our wing on, and we've got a very special guest co-host. Right now, he looks a lot like Casper the Friendly Ghost. We'll get to all that. Let's do this. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Big City Wings on Highway 6, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. No A.J. today. He's out of town. Zhong Li, the master, back in studio, keeping us on air and out here keeping us on air at Big City Wings off Highway 6, the Ninja. See, Jerome Solomon is supposed to be here, but apparently he had some kind of car trouble on his way, and he's very close. And usually when you have a road show, you know, if we've got if Tyler's producing, you know, maybe we get him on for a few minutes and he kind of goes back and forth. But the Ninja never talks at all unless it's with girls. So unless I can get a girl over here to sit down, then we could get him to talk. But Jerome will be here any minute. He got some kind of car problem, which I'm sure we'll hear all about. But we're going to have a fun show today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jerome Solomon, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. Of course, you can text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're just getting off work, come on out to the Big City Wings on Highway 6. It's this is a really nice one, man. I tried something new today. Jong, I branched out. I tried teriyaki wings today.
Why are you asking me?
Huh?
Is it because I'm Asian?
Yes.
Oh, it's I'm not a big fan of teriyaki.
You should have the ones they have out here. They are amazing. It's a life-changing thing. So we're out here. It's Highway 6, so come on out. We already got one blitzer in the house, longtime blitzer, as a matter of fact. So if you want to see who it is, you got to come on out here. Want to get to the football game first last night, although I made a small play on the under, and that was dead by halftime. So after that, I just kind of sat back and enjoyed the game. And I have to say, for a Thursday night matchup between those two teams, that was about as fun a game as you could expect to see. Thought the interference call at the end was bogus, and that kind of sucked. But I also thought the roughing the passer on Aaron Donald was pretty bogus. But we got a really nice game last night, which I don't know how many times we've had good Thursday night games. But this one was up there. And especially, other than being, if you're a Texans fan, you enjoyed last week's. But that was a dog fest to watch for the rest of the country. This wasn't. And I didn't see it coming with the Rams and 49ers, not going to lie. Jared Goff actually looked like a real quarterback, and the 49ers look a lot better. I mean, this, certainly on offense. Defensively, they had their breakdowns. 850 says, tell people to avoid 290 if they're going there. I took 290. It was pretty slow, but I figure it's that time of day. I had to come kind of a weird way because there's still part of Highway 6 underwater over here, and ordinarily it would take me about 30 minutes to get here from downtown. It took almost an hour today, but that's okay. You know, if you're out in the area, you know all about the traffic right now. It's just one of those things. But, 290 was bad, so probably I-10 is your better bet. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. John, you really disturbed me before the show started, I have to say.
Well, it was the show before us that was the disturbing conversation. So I don't know how it started, but Barry was talking about how he makes like a bird's nest before he takes number two. And they were talking about it, and the bird's nest is basically like you take toilet paper and you make a kind of a triangle so you don't, you know, your butt doesn't touch any of the toilet seat. And that kind of segued into Nick bringing up the fact that there's people that take their entire, like they get buck naked to take poops. and this conversation spilled over to the break, and went, it kind of spilled over to the hallways because Barry went out and was asking everybody if they poop with their clothes off, and Brian Barrett, who is on the Sean Salisbury show, came out and said that yes, he takes his entire clothes off and poops naked, and that kind of got.
Where does he put his clothes?
I don't know. He hangs them, I guess, somewhere. There's little things to hang your backpack or your clothes.
But you can't hang everything there. So what? You're going to put them on a floor that's full of pee? That's awful.
No, well, I don't know.
And he takes their clothes off anyway for that.
I don't know. And he.
Okay,
he
knew kept, that dude was a little off, but that confirms it.
Well, he's from Boston, so.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm going to get him a therapist from Boston.
Well, he wasn't backing down from it either. He was kind of like, yeah, I do it. You guys should try it. It's quite liberating.
Now, what's liberating about that? I mean, that there's one purpose when you go in there for that, right? It's to get done, get clean, get back to work. That's it. You're not supposed to go in there and be liberated. My goodness. What a weirdo.
Hey, Jerome, do you poop with your clothes off?
I don't poop with my clothes on. What do you mean?
No, do you take off? He wants to know if you take off all your clothes.
You know, I kind of gave that up when I was about, 18 months old. I dropped the diapers. What do you mean, take all your clothes off?
Yeah, that's what Brian Barrett does.
Oh, Brian's just a freak then. That's weird.
I wouldn't even do that in my own home.
Yeah, no. If I'm at home in the shower and I get out and I dry off and I have to go, I still put some clothes on before I go, just in case.
I
don't sit on the toilet with no clothes on. Why would I do that?
It's liberating. It's liberating, Jerome.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened in some motel somewhere when I was,
really drunk. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a whole.
That doesn't count.
That's a different life, a different time.
Okay, yeah. So Joel clarified and said that they got guys that claim that they poop naked. I guess they called in.
Find guys who would claim. I mean, this is a large city. There's a lot of freaks out there. So yes.
Yeah. They said he said we had guys who said that they have to be naked to poop.
That is one great thing about the internet. You know, I'm sure you can Google guys who poop naked and they have a club and they go and poop naked together somewhere. It's a beautiful thing.
Like
pedophiles
have a club. Yeah.
They don't have to be like that.
I'm just saying it's the same thing. They have a club.
It's creepy, but it's not like, it's not illegal.
Okay, would you
it's
be?
Not, it's not that.
It should be. My goodness.
You don't want to walk into the Big City Wings and see the guy's clothes on the floor?
No. Man, you got to get on these wings, though. They do a great job on the wings here.
Yeah, like I said, the one on Atascocita, you guys held the show there. I couldn't even park because we drove around several times. There was nowhere to get in. We couldn't go. But I have eaten there before, so it's over on my side of town. I'm glad I made it here. And, a little shout-out to my man Rodney. He's a big Texans and Rockets fan. He beat the Uber driver, beat the Lyft driver to scoop me up on the highway to get here.
So. Oh, you're one of those guys. You're doing both.
I'm like, whoever gets there first, bro,
yeah, you
I'm
win.
Rolling.
Awesome.
I wasn't going to sit there. I'm not afraid of being on the highway or anything, but I was sitting there and cars are zooming by me right on the beltway. They were just waiting to ram me. I know it, It was like I might as well have been in prison getting ready to get rammed.
I see. So what the hell happened?
My car just decided that was enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's running, air conditioning. It would not no longer accelerate, and I had to just kind of coast over to the side and sit there.
Did you get stuck in traffic getting over here?
No. AAA is scooping up my car now. I'm hoping AAA will beat, the authorities are going to tow my car off and charge me money instead of AAA getting there. If it were just me in traffic, I'd tell the truth on that one.
No, I mean, did you run into traffic?
I don't care enough about
did
your Uber to driver, lie about showing up late.
No. I was asking if your Uber driver ran into traffic because where you were, where you told us you were, that was – I came from that direction. It was pretty bad when I got
here. Just on the stretch of on Clay Road over by Eldridge, it was backed up. We were like a parking lot. But other than that, man, it's really rough. I mean, I haven't been on this side of town, and obviously this is one of the hardest hit areas from the flooding, but boy, we shot through a neighborhood to cut off some traffic. Every house is possessions out on the street, man. It's rough, man. I know it's still tough for people out there, and we've moved on, and the sun is shining, but
yeah,
man, a lot of lives have been changed.
And that's the thing. It's really sobering, too, because when I was driving through here and going over Bear Creek and seeing how high that thing still is and seeing the houses that were affected, this area was hit pretty bad. And around where I am, you just don't see it because nothing much really happened and everybody's kind of getting back to normal. And then you get out here and realize, no, there's people that still aren't going to get back in their houses anytime soon and that there's still a lot of work to do. So
yeah, and on my street, and obviously in a lot of Kingwood too, but on my street, you know, six houses away, it's the same thing. And I drive by it every day and it's crazy that you almost get used to seeing it. And it really shouldn't be that way, but man, we're not back to normal yet. That's for darn sure.
No, and it's going to be a long process to get there, and you know, people need to keep helping throughout the process because, it really hit me again when I came down here today. Just a couple of the areas that I went through, and it just reminded me that, man, you know, because you still, man, I know people who are still out of their homes. I've talked to people who are still out of their homes that have had a lot of damage done. But it's just different when you see it, and you start thinking about how many people, when you see just the number of houses in an entire neighborhood, and you're just like, oh, my goodness. So, guys, got to tell you, though, if you want to help, there's a lot of ways to help. And you can also help our friends at Houston Can Academies because they change lives. And so many kids go to Houston Can Academies. They dropped out of other schools. They get a second chance there. And Houston Can Academies works around whatever it is that the problem was for them. Like if they had to get a job, will they work around their hours? And so many of these kids go on and do great things and go on and graduate, and you can be a big part of it. Just by donating something you don't need anymore, something you're not using, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. If you do it, that money's going to go to help them. Any vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor, four-wheeler, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, doesn't matter if it's got flood damage, they're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Free $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. And it doesn't matter where you are. You could be over in Beaumont, Port Arthur, Nacogdoches, San Marcos, any of those places. They'll come and tow it. 713-225-4226 is the number. Or you can just go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Just takes a few seconds to fill out the form, and you're good. Right off the car, not the kid. Now somebody's gonna pay, and if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because of me.
Now dance, but dance, man, I never... ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Big City Wings on Highway 6, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. Jerome Solomon filling in. And we are at Big City Wings on Highway 6. And come on out, man, if you're just getting off work. The wings here are terrific. Try the teriyaki wings, not jong. And real nice bar here. Good setup. And they've also got an arcade back here for the kids. So if you want to kind of let the kids go in the arcade and you can sit over here and drink with us, you can do that. I'm okay with that. I won't tell anybody that you abandoned them. It's pretty safe over there. It looks pretty safe. Where are they going to go? They got to come back this way.
Nobody can sneak out with your kid?
No. Uh-huh. No way. They wouldn't get back past him. Somebody tried to sneak out with a kid?
He looks dangerous enough.
Yeah. Right? He'd Aaron Donald him. Hey, we have two tickets to give away for the University of Houston versus Texas Tech tomorrow. You have to come and register to win here at Big City Wings. We're at 5402 Highway 6, and the winner will be pulled at 6:45 p.m., and you have to be here. So if you're in your car and you're on the fence and you're thinking, oh, man, I'd like to win some tickets, well, now's your chance. If you want to go to that game tomorrow, it's going to be harder to get tickets if you wait till tomorrow. So come on out, and you register here. Go talk to the lovely promo girl and tell her, I want to sign up to win those damn tickets that he told me about, and we'll pull the winner at 6:45. So there you go.
Should be fun.
Yeah. How do you think that game's going to go?
I'm liking what U of H has done in both games. I mean, they dealt with the disruption in not getting the season opener and practices being moved and all of that kind of thing, which is a challenge for any team, but especially when you're talking about a first-year head coach. And I know Major, you know, stepped in and at the end of last season to do the bowl game, but that doesn't count.
Right.
And he handled it well. He had his team focused, and you take a road trip that's hard to do on the road against a team that, yeah, you should be better than, but, again, we're talking about.
But I don't think they're garbage either. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
That same team was a 20-point favorite on the road against UTEP a week later.
Yeah, it's not like they
UTEP
went and played
garbage,
a complete scrub either.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, and it's a game that had they lost, you wouldn't go, oh, man, I can't believe they lost that. No, and so they won it, and that's a good thing. And then they came back and handled business against Rice like you're supposed to handle business against Rice. So I'm liking what they're doing. This is another step up in terms of now can you deliver against a team that can match you sometimes with the offense that Tech can put up. But I know, man, the way Kyle Allen played, that was impressive even against Rice. Sorry, Rice.
31 of 33 against anybody is –
Yeah, that's good in practice, isn't it?
Yeah. That's something you do in 7-on-7 drills. But I do think this is a different kind of test for him because – Tech can put up points on anybody. It'll be a really good test for the UH defense. And the flip side is Tech can give up points to anybody. So this will be a good opportunity for – I just think it's a good matchup. I think it's a lot closer than people think. But I'm excited about it. And you can be excited about it, too, and win tickets just by coming out here and registering. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Hector said Jerome had the same problem as I did with my car on Wednesday, RIP.
Is it dead?
And Cody said you ran out of gas and you're trying to cover it up.
No, that would have been an easy fix too, but no. Did not run out of gas. It's still running.
I've come close to running out of gas. In fact,
I could use it stolen. If y'all can beat AAA over there and steal it for me, you're more than welcome to. That's really what I needed done with it.
Okay. I'm sure we have listeners who would be more than willing to help you with that.
The keys are in. What's the thing called between the seats? Just
the
case.
Thing between the seats. Yeah, that's where they are. But what good's the keys going to do them? They can't start it.
It starts. It just won't go.
It just won't go.
So you can get over there and pull it away, and then, you know, you can fix it. It's yours.
It's going to wind up in a chop shop in
Mexico
now.
I just don't want to see it again.
You didn't leave anything valuable in it, did you?
Man. Okay, keep it until tomorrow. Then I'll meet you and get my stuff out of it. Then you can go.
See, you didn't think this out, did you?
No, this was an unplanned situation, obviously. As you can tell.
Yeah, so like if there's golf clubs back there or something like that,
leave my car alone, people. Stay the hell away from the – if you're on the Beltway, exit now, all right? If I hear anybody driving on the Beltway 8 and anywhere near my car, you're going to have problems. Let me turn on the camera that's in my car.
Yeah. There's going to be some guy with one of those Blitz T-shirts. He's already there. He was probably in the area.
Guy's like, Hogan's? Those are nice. Damn,
that's
Fred.
Too bad.
Why didn't you think of this before I started rambling?
Because you didn't bounce it off me. I would have warned you.
Jeez. I'm stupid sometimes.
See, I think your insurance will pay for those too. Maybe you need new clubs.
Oh, does insurance cover that? We have people be able to tell us that information.
Yeah.
Is that covered in insurance?
If you got full coverage. It's,
really?
Yeah, oh. I'm pretty sure.
What about the 55-inch, TV that I have in the back? Is that covered too?
What about the 17 Krugerrands you have in there? Those need to be covered too.
They're in a little black bag. And I just picked them up. Just found
Just bought them, yeah. Somebody asking what the cross street is here. It's, I think it's Keith Arrow, right?
We're between Clay and Little York, so.
Yeah, well, that's a big.
That's a little. Yeah. Let's give you a mile of work, a couple miles of work.
But it's really easy to find because they got a big sign on the front right out here off Highway 6, and it's right in front of a strip mall that looks like every strip mall in the city of Houston. So, come on out. It'll be fun. And win tickets. And see Jerome.
I thought you were going to say strip joint.
No, there are no strip joints
around
here.
What strip joint are you talking about?
I don't see any around here. Black Spotted Zebra said there wasn't a dead hooker in the trunk when I abandoned the car. She was alive when you left her, I'm sure.
The sun's up. You take care of all dead hookers at night, all right? If you still have dead hookers in your car when the sun's out, you're not doing it right.
See, this is why I love our listeners, because so many of them know a lot more about stuff than we do. Personal property is covered under your homeowners.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Interesting. So I have to hit them.
That makes sense.
I have to hit them from different directions.
Huh? Yeah, but you're getting new golf clubs. You're getting a new vehicle.
Getting my TV replaced.
A new dead hooker. I mean, yeah. Some Krugerrands. Yeah, I like it.
Can you actually get insurance to pay for the dead hooker?
Probably. I'm not good at insurance, but I'm guessing.
They'll replace it?
Yeah.
Like, because if you paid in advance.
Right. Brother Bear says, be careful what you ask for, Jerome. Blitzers can be degenerate. Sounds like a fuel pump issue to him.
They are degenerates.
Well, like I said, we have a wide range of listeners.
I would rather it be stolen than me pay the city of Houston whatever their towing fee is. I can promise you.
Unless AAA got there first. Right? You already pay for that.
Yeah, AAA hadn't given me the message, you know? So it's there. Mm. Sorry, rascals. No, actually, AAA is good. At least till now. We'll see how good they are. Well,
I wonder.
Now the guy who's with AAA is going to go and steal it. He's listening on the
radio.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well.
Hey, it wasn't there when I got there, bro.
Yeah, sorry. City must have got it. No? Oh, well. It's like, yeah, I'm going to tow this one over to the shop here and – we're going to have this thing sold in a week. New fuel pump, done.
His name is Juan. I guess that would be racist if I... I'm just
Where were you going with that? Where were you going with that?
You started with the Mexico Shop Chop, so I was like, Juan, Mexico. You put one and one together, you get dos.
Or Juan and Juan together, you get dos.
Both of those are bad.
Yeah, I don't know how we got down this...
How you say rabbit in Spanish? We get down this rabbit hole.
Como se dice? No, is it? I used to know this because there was a racehorse named after a rabbit in Spanish. I think it was like Conejo or something.
That's how much of a degenerate you are.
Well, yeah, that's how I remember things.
All your references about there was a horse named that.
Yeah, my buddy Michael the Russian says you should just donate it to Houston Can Academy. They'll come and tow it free of charge for you.
Yeah, but then I'd have to file taxes.
Conejo. Yeah, see? That wasn't that far off. Lamont says it looks like you have the O'Brien motor.
Yeah, it didn't go very far, very fast. I had to write something for one of the New England papers that covers the Patriots, and they're like, what's the biggest weakness in the Texans that the Patriots could exploit? I say, you want to stick to biggest or just random weaknesses that I can toss out there? And it was specifically for the offense and then the defense. And the offense, I was going to go with the offensive line. I said, well, obviously the first thing you'd want to say is the offensive line, but I'd say the biggest weakness is the receiving core. Then again, technically, the word core means a group that are engaged in a particular activity. And the Texans do not have a group of people engaging in receiving. They have one guy who's catching, so they don't have a receiving core.
Well, and even he isn't exactly
tearing it up. Like you said, he's not exactly engaged in that activity as well.
But I think that one thing is in their favor. I think the extra time here after the short week helps them quite a bit. They get back into a regular practice schedule, which they didn't have before the opener or before the Bengals. And you start getting some of these guys healthy and on the field again. I don't think there's any way they win this football game under any circumstances. But that number got to 14 today.
Ooh, babe.
I think they can keep it inside of two touchdowns.
Yeah, I liked what they did against the Patriots generally in the playoff game. But you need Brady to be off. You need to force a couple of turnovers. And
they're capable of that.
They're capable of that. Yeah, they got three turnovers in the playoff game, two interceptions and a fumble. And plus they gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown. They're certainly capable of that,
too. Yeah, they're capable of doing that again. Absolutely.
But they need to not do that. They need to protect the ball. That would be the difference from the playoff game. They turn the ball over three times as well. So if you don't turn the ball over three times, you force three turnovers, you don't give up a long kick return, you get a running game to where you shorten the contest with Lamar Miller and Deontay Foreman moving the ball on the ground. And, of course, Deshaun Watson will aid in your running game as well when the opportunity presents itself. You should be able to stick. You could win that game that I just described. You could have a lot worse performances and stick within 14 points.
Yeah, and I think Deshaun Watson is going to – he's going to make some mistakes against this team because that's what Bill Belichick does against young quarterbacks. But I also think he'll make some plays. And I think the you know, – I think you'll see the Texans' best effort of the year. It's not going to be good enough. Mm-hmm. But I think it's good enough to cover 14 points. So if you're interested in that perspective, yes.
That's interesting. I'd stay away from it just because you just don't know, you know, you don't know who's going to show up where. I mean, I think it's fascinating Belichick against rookies. Rookies have beaten him. I mean, he's lost games to rookie quarterbacks before, and, you know, some of them were really good and a couple of them weren't. But he's never lost at home, but the Patriots don't lose at home to veteran quarterbacks or hardly anybody. So, they got to see Deshaun in, you know, those joint practices.
Yeah.
But as Bill O'Brien likes to say, Deshaun grows with every snap, so he's a different guy even since then.
All right, guys. What do I have to tell you about here? John? Oh, okay. Damage to your home from the hurricane can be tough, and we got a chance to see a little bit of that today driving down here. It can be frustrating, can be stressful, but guys, it's not over. Caslope can help. Caslope is Houston strong. Caslope is a Houston-based company with a focus to save as many homes as possible. They provide professional, residential, and commercial water damage mitigation, dehumidification, and restoration. And guys, there's a lot of people come from out of town, and a lot of businesses that are trying to do this. Well, these guys are right here in Houston. They will demo and remove all construction materials affected by water damage. Caslope cares about their community. They want to help. Insurance or no insurance, Caslope will work with you. If you don't have insurance, they'll come up with something for you. Save your house today and call Caslope. That's C-A-S-T-L-O-P. You can find out more at caslope.com. Just want to fall.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Big City Wings on Highway 6, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Fred Fowler and Jerome Solomon filling in today. Jerome's almost kind of become the fourth member of the team. So you're always here when one of us is gone now. You're always here on Tuesdays. You're almost like the fourth blitzer.
I'm more like Alfred, you know, gets to wear the bat suit every now and then.
Alfred, I kind of see that.
That's not a compliment.
Not really.
In the old TV version, Alfred used to look really bad in that Batman suit.
Well, that's...
Yeah. He wasn't in best of shape. Well, he was an old man.
Well, yeah. You're getting up there.
I'm not an old man.
You don't look old, but you're getting up there. Friend Shannon says, tell Jerome that Lawyer Dave will help him collect what he's owed from the dead hooker. He could probably do that. I had lunch with Dave yesterday over at China Garden. I'll be talking about him a lot starting next week. So
there's one thing about dead hookers. There are no refunds.
That's true. That's true.
That's the business.
Jay wants to know, what reasonable head coach would you like to see on the Texans sideline next year? Is it?
Wait a minute.
Is it
a
little
coach?
What a reasonable head coach.
I mean, my goodness, they have a coach. Can we deal with some other things before we start coaching?
Yeah, it's just way too soon to start speculating on that. I mean, they're 1-1. They and obviously, the thing about O'Brien it's clear he's not a very good offensive coach, no matter what his reputation was. But they managed to win 9 games playing great defense and then just trying not to screw up too bad on offense. And let's see how the season plays out. I think you've got to get to about week 5 or 6 before you can begin that kind of speculation. And that's only if you're 1-4.
Maybe even further along than that. I do think that there's just what he does poorly is blatant and obvious, and it's not subtle. It's, you know, the decisions he makes just seem to make no sense, some of them. And on the other end of it, though, he does a good enough job to get away with his ridiculous decisions and the bad moves that he makes. You know, so he puts himself and his team in unfortunate situations, but he digs them out. And a lot of that digging them out has to do with having played in a division that's been below average the last few years. Because prior to Bill O'Brien coming to the Texans, 9 wins had never been enough to win the AFC South. And the AFC South started as a division when the Texans joined the league in 2002. You needed at least 10 wins every year, 11 most years, to get a division title. And he's lucked into backing his way into 2 years where it only took 9 wins to get it. And that's, you know, but
it's not what he says. It's not what he says.
But he got it.
He said, they won 2 AFC South championships.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
He did win them. You got it. You give him credit for that. He won a playoff game. It took, you know, Derek Carr having only one leg available for him to do that. But he did do it, and he got it, and that's all fine and dandy. We'll see how he deals with what he's got now. People have already moved on from it, but it's still an amazing thing to me that you would start Tom Savage and yank him in the halftime of the first game, and you've played this silly game all offseason when you really could have spent all offseason getting Deshaun Watson ready to go. And I'm not saying they didn't spend time getting him ready to play, but they were getting him ready to be the backup. They should have been getting him ready to be the starter if Tom Savage was going to be on that short of a leash.
Lamont wants to know exactly what is Romeo Crennel responsible for?
Right now?
Yeah.
Or before?
Does the public or the media even know?
No, we don't know. That's kind of in-house. He was strictly responsible for the offense. The defense, his first couple of years here. And now this year, as best we can tell or glean from the people I've talked to, is that because O'Brien is taking on the responsibility of being his own offensive coordinator and the play calling, that Romeo's now kind of he's the extra coach, you know, and you took some things off of his plate by allowing Vrabel to be a defensive coordinator. So Romeo is the extra coach. He's been a head coach before. Obviously, he knows everything about the defense and how it's done. So he's the guy. He's that extra voice in the ear that a Bill O'Brien needs to keep him from being really dumb. And I assume he's doing the same for Vrabel.
I thought he was just in charge of the buffet. Hey, we have 2 tickets to give away here for UH versus Texas Tech, and it's tomorrow. You need to come out to here to the Big City Wings on Highway 6 and register to win. You have to be present. But we've got 2 tickets, and we're at 5402 Highway 6. Winner will be drawn at 6:45 p.m., so you must be here to win. You got time to get out here and sign up. Just go over to the promo table and say, I want those damn tickets.
Didn't the with the retirement of Vince Wilfork, they don't really need a coach to monitor the buffet anymore?
Yeah, that's probably it. He's over there just taking Vince's share, probably. You know, I didn't get a chance to talk with AJ about this before he left, but pretty big retirement in boxing this week with Andre Ward. I was really surprised to see that. But
he's listed by many sources as the best pound-for-pound boxer on the planet right now, unbeaten, and decides he wants to step away while he can still speak clearly.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. And he's accomplished about everything you can accomplish in those, you know, and beating the other guy that many considered the best was pretty amazing. So, all right, guys. Tell you what else is a knockout.
You going to tease the big Patriot signing news. And we can talk about that when we come back.
Really? Okay, we'll tease that. And I'm sure the Patriots are sleeping better tonight after making that signing. And they're probably sleeping on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. That's why. Hey guys, the showroom's open. The factory's up and running. And, yeah, they had some losses during Harvey, but they're up and operating. And if you need a new mattress, this is your place to go. I cannot say enough about the quality of these mattresses. They make them right there. They sell them directly to you. So they're going to put you on one that is made for you to help you sleep better. And you're going to save at least 50% guaranteed over what you'd pay in a retail store. In fact, I was in a retail store recently, looked at the mattress. It was made at Texas Mattress Makers. They bought it from them, and they're selling it to you for a bunch more money. That's not what Texas Mattress Makers does. In fact, they're keeping the prices low right now when they know you guys need mattresses. And you're going to get a handcrafted, custom-fitted comfort and support while still saving at least 50% off those retail prices. They've also got credit and financing programs readily available. Their trucks are delivering every day. If you're without a bed, this is your place to go. And they're also very involved in the community. They're helping the Houston Children's Charity to get beds for kids and families that lost theirs. And they're just good people that are going to put you on a great mattress at a terrific price. What else do you need? Go by and see them. 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a Blitzer. They love the Blitzers. They will take care of you. That's Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Big City Wings on Highway 6. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J., Jerome Solomon filling in today, dealing with car issues right now. But come join us out here at the Big City Wings, 5402 Highway 6. And we are giving away two tickets to see UH and Texas Tech tomorrow. It's going to be early, so don't get too drunk tonight. Don't be too hungover for it. But giving away two tickets, you have to be present to win. We're drawing at 6:45, so come on out here. Enjoy some awesome wings. Enjoy some awesome beer. Some awesome people. Well, not me, but Jerome. And come on out. It'll be fun. Texter says, my girlfriend Victoria said Jerome has a sexy laugh.
Oh, really?
Blitzer Jake said, Fred, I've had good luck in the past on those Thursday unders. Last night was brutal. Yeah, it was. It happens. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I'll keep playing them to a point, but as long as the percentage plays out in your favor long term,
yeah,
okay.
Nothing's going to hit you 100%.
Yeah,
that's sure.
That's the one thing that people I still see people that just don't get it when it comes to gambling. Nobody, despite what you might hear on advertisements about people being, you know, locks of the year and 37-0 and all this
five
stuff.
Five for five, 4 weeks in a row. Yeah.
It's my Monday night play of the year. Every week, yeah. Despite that, the reality is really good pros are kicking it around 55, 56 to 60%. And nobody's right all the time. And it's funny because you could be right five times and the one you miss, people are all over you for. It's like, well, that's a hell of a week. Not going to happen very often.
And last night was, you know, of course it's easy for me to say now. If you had asked, I would have said I would expect those teams to score because they're both so bad. Not bad.
No, they're bad. They're bad. You can say it.
The Rams aren't nearly as bad as the 49ers are bad. But I just would have expected there to be some points scored because the 49ers are bad. So the Rams are going to get up and down. I'm a little surprised that the 49ers scored, especially with Brian Hoyer out there on the field. But I would have. What was the over under?
I was 40 points. Yeah, I was done by halftime.
And
that's the thing.
Yeah, I would have taken the under. Sorry.
Yeah, when you're that wrong, it doesn't matter. But, yeah. But that's the thing. The reality is, if you're gonna play, you're gonna miss. Nobody's 100%. And it's one thing about RJ, and we've talked about this on our show Tuesday night on SB Nation. It's anybody's telling you that, oh, this is easy, or there's a system, or you can win you know, that you never lose, that's crap. I mean, it is a grind. Sports betting is a grind. It's like playing golf. You got to go out there. You're going to have some birdies. You're going to par a lot of holes, and then you're going to bogey some, and sometimes you triple bogey.
And you put all the knowledge that you think you have and information that you know you can get and try to figure it out, and that's why sports is so intriguing to many of us, because you really don't know what's going to happen. We mentioned earlier of rookie quarterbacks against Bill Belichick, and like I said, five rookies have beat him. And you'll go, I'll mention some of the names, and you go, oh, I can see how that guy could do it. Ben Roethlisberger. Oh, yeah, I can see him pulling that off. Russell Wilson. Oh, yeah, you know, Russell Wilson came out great. Mark Sanchez. He beat the Texans. He played okay as a rookie. You know, didn't improve from that, but you can see that. Oh, what about Colt McCoy?
Not so good.
Geno Smith.
That one surprised me when I heard that the other day.
So, I mean, you know, it could happen. It could happen. You don't know what's going to happen. And that signing that the Patriots pulled off today is a classic Bill Belichick that I was around him enough to know that he does some things just for fun. He does some things just to mess with media. He does almost everything to mess with opponents and bother them, because he thinks – every little thing he does can affect winning and losing. And if he makes you spend an extra amount of time prepping for anything, it could throw you off and help them win the game. And he's the best at it. But he always talks about they don't sign players to get any information about opponents. But if you check his signings during the season, a high percentage of them are players who played for the team they're about to play. He does it all the time, and it just amazes me. And I think he just does it to mess with people half the time.
Well, and this guy they signed today was off the Texans practice squad.
Yeah, but he was with the team
right
all summer, right? And he spent a lot of time there, so he knows the team. But Belichick will come back later and ask him, like, no, the players say, no, he didn't ask me anything. So you're bringing him in for the future? I mean, I know he's a white receiver, and that means he's supposed to play for the Patriots. But come on. It's still interesting to me. After I left covering the Patriots, I come back here, and the Texans signed the guy who was with the Patriots. And, of course, when the Texans cut him, the week that they were getting ready to play the Patriots, Gus got a safety. The Patriots signed him back. And, like, well, why would you do that particular week? It's just the Belichick way. There's you know, some serious genius to his madness, and you don't even try to figure it out. I just marvel at how he pulls it off.
409S, why does it seem like certain media outlets make it feel like we should feel sorry for Aaron Hernandez having CTE? Sorry, but I don't have any sympathy for a murderer. I don't know why they do that, because I actually haven't heard that.
Well, I was going to say, you say why they do that. Why don't you tell me which certain media outlet you're talking about?
I'd like to know, because frankly, I think everybody sees this for what it is. It's just an attempted money grab by the family of a murderer. So I have no sympathy whatsoever for him.
Well, the money grab is separate from the guy had brain damage, but that was obvious. from what he did, it's obvious that he had brain damage, but did the brain damage cause anything? I would guess, based on what we do know about CTE, that his suicide was, CTE had something to do with him taking his own life.
I think his family getting to keep the money is why he took his own life.
And it could have been a really wise move on his part to help his daughter out. And, this young girl didn't deserve what she's going to have to deal with. And, she gets to keep her father's money in this sense. And she's what? I don't know how old she is now, but I know she was 3 or 4 years old when the guy decided he wanted to become a multiple murderer.
Yeah. I got no sympathy. And I think suing the NFL is a joke. Because if he really had that much damage, it didn't all happen in the NFL. It had to have started in high school and college.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but the NFL is where the money is.
Exactly. I just think it's a really crappy story, frankly. And I have no sympathy for the guy whatsoever. And if that makes me a bad person, so be it. But I haven't multiply murdered anybody either. Well, I wouldn't. I mean, it was justifiable.
It wasn't multiple.
No, it was just a couple of, you know, and you know, they got fed to the shark, so it was okay. Guys, hey, you want to play fantasy in a different way? If you love fantasy, you need to try Draft. It's weekly fantasy football, but it's with a twist. On Draft, you play real-life snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Here's how it works. It's a draft that lasts for 1 week. There's no management. You just set it and forget about it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. If you're one of those guys who likes playing the other ones, but you hate it when somebody has all the same players you do, well, that's not what happens on Draft. They start every couple minutes. You can jump in right now. You're playing for cash. Drafts start from just a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. But no salary caps, no player duplication. You're just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. Come join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on PlayDraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code ESPN975. That's right. Play a real money game for free just by using my promo code ESPN975 on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to PlayDraft.com and come play free with promo code ESPN975.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.